This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the Village of Kingston has awarded an Outstanding Community Service Award to Mr. Corey Skinner. It is the first time that such an award was given in the community. The award and the recognition was prompted by the Kingston Police Department's School Resource Officer, Tom Pemberton, as a way to recognize and honor all of the many things that Skinner does for the community. Skinner has been Kingston's village president for over 2 decades and is also the assistant fire chief of the Kingston Fire Department, as well as the school custodian. It was noted that Skinner is always willing to lend a hand when help is needed and is dedicated to the betterment of the community and making a difference. The award was presented to him by Albert Pearsall III, who is the village's chief of police, as well as the fire department chief, and also by Officer Pemberton. And in other news for today, the United States of America will be celebrating its 250th anniversary this year, and Cass City's ready for the special event. The village's council has approved having local artisans and residents paint tiles to be incorporated into a mural. Each piece of the mural is an individual painting of anything that the artist wanted to do. Those 200 tiles were then laid out on a board to form a picture with the American flag superimposed over it with the American bald eagle on top of the tiles. It was during a committee of the whole meeting back in January that the village's parks director and economic development director, Melanie Radabau, did a presentation on a tile mural project to celebrate the nation's anniversary. Since then, the community embraced the project wholeheartedly, and the result is now displayed up on the side of the Cass City Municipal Building for all to see. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm hot.
Oh, hi, Nell.
No, I mean in the car.
Oh, well, then we have to go to Al Hansen Motors. They have the new 1234 refrigerant and can service all makes and models for all years of vehicles.
Here's Tyler with this week's vehicles.
Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting in just a few hours from now at 8 a.m. today, Thursday, June the 11th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be updates regarding green energy development and legal action. Birch Valley Solar wants to build in Arbela Township, and because there is a petition to block that, legal action is currently being taken. There will also be an update regarding the legal action with the Michigan Public Service Commission regarding green energy development in several townships, including those in Tuscola County. You can join the meeting via Hangouts Meet at meet.google.com or by using the county's website, tuscolacounty.org. And in other news for today, there were some concerns expressed about carbon capture sequestrating at the last Juanita Township Board of Trustees meeting. The issue that was raised was regarding the Poet Ethanol plant in Caro wanting to do CCS in the township. Some of the concerns of audience members at the meeting were in regards to contamination of the township's water, as well as the Poet pipeline, which could cause some issues if it deteriorates in the future. The state views CCS as a boon because it captures carbon from the environment and injects it deep into geological repositories. Michigan's geologically porous makeup, as well as its depleted oil and gas fields, are ideal for carbon storage. Using CCS could help the state reach its 100% clean energy goal by 2040. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.